We teach, we care.
40 hours is fair.
We teach, we care.
40 hours is fair.
We teach, we care.
40 hours is fair.
One more big one. Let's make some noise here. We teach, we care.
40 hours is fair.
Parents of children who attend the Early Learning Center at Monroe Academy in Sydney Mines held a rally to support striking early childhood educators. The group, represented by the union Unifor, is asking to be guaranteed a 40-hour work week. The chair of the board for Monroe Academy says guaranteeing a 40-hour work week to the early childhood educators could make the operation unsustainable. Don Bartlett says providing 37 to 40 hours a week for all full-time ECEs with the concessions the school has already made is already straining its small operating margin. Bartlett says the school has agreed to double paid sick days for employees and increase vacation time for longer-term educators. But those concessions aren't enough to the group of over 70 workers, parents, and kids who made their voices heard outside the academy. There was also a number of speeches at the rally, first from National Treasurer and second highest ranking member of Unifor, Len Poirier.
We're here, we're going to support you, and we're going to follow through with this till we get a fair deal. There's one message for the Board of Trustees of this place. You have a responsibility. You're on the board to have your voices heard. We want each one of you to step up, to do the right thing, to look at your own mission statements that you built this academy on and follow through with it. Treat these workers, treat your workers, treat these sisters with fair and the competency that they deserve. Yee-hoo!
Cape Breton Center Whitney Pierre NDP MLA Kendra Coombs spoke to the crowd and called out Monroe Academy.
It is so hard being on picket lines and not being at work where you want to be with your kids. So thank you so much for showing that support. Woo! Woo! This place, this employer, this workplace is a unionized workplace. And to be a proper unionized workplace, they must go to the bargaining table and bargain fairly for a collective bargaining deal. And they have failed. They have absolutely failed. They have failed. And I say shame on them.
Shame!
They also heard from the Atlantic Regional Director of Unifor, Jennifer Murray, who said they deserve a 40-hour work week just like other Unifor ECEs in Nova Scotia.
Friends, today is about community, a community of people who love our kids and whose work will set them on a course for their futures. A community that has come together to show support for each other, support through donations and food drop-offs, and by simply being here today, always showing up. Nobody wants to be here on a picket line today. We recognize the struggles you face when childcare isn't available. But we also recognize the important work that these amazing women do every single day.
With a food truck on site and support from the local CUPE 5050 union that represents school support staff, the protesters dug in for the afternoon to demand their fair share of the Monroe Academy pie. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.
So.